Well, we called it loft,
uh-huh.
L-O-F-T-N, and on top of that we had a cupola.
Oh, yeah.
My barn. I know because my youngest brother, we all walked the ridge of the barn, but he had to climb up on the cupola when he was about six. And he fell the 25 feet to the ground, broke both arms.
Oh.
So I remember about the cupola.
I imagine. I bet he does too. That's terrible.
Yes, Mother saw me.
Wouldn't that scare you?
Well, she wasn't the excitable kind, but she was distressed, of course.
I can imagine. Did he get a spanking?
No.
Since he both broke both arms, that was enough, huh?
More than enough, because I think it gave his spine a shaking up that his nervous system never recovered from.
Mm,
he was always strange. Nervous.
How old was he? Oh, he was
six.
Six, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What, up in the loft, you know, what did it look like up there? Can you sort of describe it for me?
Well, ours was just open space. It,
yeah.
It didn't have any, with the door that opened out to let them store hay, bales of hay in it. That's
uh-huh.
We kept bales of hay up there. The bins for grain were on the ground floor.
In the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the bins were actually in the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay. Mm-hmm. The loft had a regular floor?
A regular floor, but didn't have any railing around the openings of the stairway. I know because my sister went up in the dark with my brother one night. And, well, he always wanted to go everywhere with him, and it was after dark, and so she missed her opening and fell down the stair and hurt herself.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Did she break anything?
No.
I probably scared your mother, too.
No, my mother wasn't usually scared, but my sister never did get over it. She injured something in her back.
That's a shame. Seems like when you hurt your back, everything else sort of gets affected. Okay, if you pile hay up outside the barn, you pile it in a what?
I beg your pardon?
If you pile hay up outside the barn?
No, in the loft.
Yeah. Well, before you could get it in the barn, what would you call the thing that you piled it?
It was a wagon.
Piling a wagon?
Hauled the hay.
Yeah?
On the outside, under the window where it opened, and had a beam above the window so they could use a mechanical device to lift the hay. Instead of having to lift it by manpower.
If you had too much to put in the barn, how would you keep it outside?
We didn't bring that much from the farm at once.
If you ever left it out in the field, you know, sort of piled up?
The
what would you call that? Even if you just left it for a little while?
The hay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was always baled, and they just left the baled hay standing. If you're talking about grain, that they cut with the harvester and tied into shocks. Let's see, tied into bundles. And then those bundles piled up, called shocks.
Uh-huh. Now, that was not hay, but grain.
Grain, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But you baled hay instead?
Yes, or left it just in a... What do you call a pile of hay? It's been so long since I've thought about it.